Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Could be the most exciting part of your day.
Could be the most exciting part of your week. Could be the most exciting part of your month. It could be the most exciting day of the year for you. Thanks to the abundant info and brain power of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and I don't leave myself out of that. It's Doug Steffen on the DJV program for Wednesday, June the 23rd. There are political stories, as is usual. There are COVID stories to talk about, as is usual. There are entertainment stories to talk about, as is usual. And there are economic, there are all kinds of things. Some of them usual, some of them unusual. The usual stuff between the Republicans and the Democrats. Jennifer, on the voting rights bill, I saw a headline last night suggesting that Joe Manchin had made a deal with Chuck Schumer. I don't know what that deal. I didn't really look into the headline because I'm kind of tired of it, and I'm not sure how it really, until we get to the brass tacks of it, how it will affect everybody. But the Republicans apparently filibustered the voting rights bill, right? Is that safe to say? That's what they did?
Yeah. That's what happened, yeah. So I think it was pretty expected. I mean, we've been talking about this for a while now, but they brought up the For the People Act, which is kind of a funny name. And basically it federalizes elections, and we've talked about all the things that are in it. But they didn't get the 60 votes that they needed to overcome the Republican filibuster on it. It was a 50-50 vote, actually, so every Democrat, every Republican kind of voting along their party lines. And a lot of people get confused, so it's a procedural vote that happened yesterday to open debate on the bill. That was supported by the 50 Democrats and the 50 Republicans, but they needed 60 votes to break the filibuster. They didn't have that. And so it was kind of DOA. I don't think anybody was surprised about that. Kamala Harris was presiding over the Senate when this happened. She was pretty upset about it. She said that this was going to, that it wasn't over. This was a temporary loss, that they were going to try to figure out another way. I don't know what that other way would be.
Figure out another way to do what?
To pass this.
Well, I know, but you're talking about federalizing elections. Isn't it up to the states? Isn't there some constitutional protection, a home rule, whatever it is, that the states are on their own, and even if this was passed, it wouldn't be constitutional, and so it's meaning the whole thing is meaningless, in a manner of speaking, other than it's good conversation.
Kind of what I've been saying is that they're trying to push it through. They know it's probably not going to stand because of states' rights, which is so prominent in the Constitution, but is it in gear for an election cycle, for two, for three, before it makes its way up to the Supreme Court? That was
the thought. Can it be used? Is that the
exactly
idea? Put it
yeah,
into
because,
effect?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So then, how does it? Well, let's look at the polls in New York City that apparently yesterday showed some interesting things. I don't even know who Eric Adams is. Can you give us a clue on that, Victoria? Yang didn't do so well, it looks like. I'm not going to be the next mayor of New York, he said.
It's not clear right now if anybody, there's no clear winner, so they have to move to ranked choice voting now.
Okay,
so
let's explain
that. If no one gets a majority, then
how does ranked choice go? Does it fit into any of this discussion about the For the People Act? Is there any of that? Is it part of it, or is it just something else to be confused about?
I don't believe that was mentioned in the bill. Was it, Jen? I don't think ranked choice voting came up.
No, ranked choice is, again, that's kind of up to how individual municipalities run their voting. So that was something that New York was using. It's not something that other states or cities use. So, no, that wasn't necessarily expelled out in that act.
But so was it the fact that Trump said the election was stolen from him that created all this hubbub about local and national elections brought around this discussion? I mean, the election process has been awful for years.
let me tell you, this For the People Act has been in development by the Democrats far longer than the 2020 election. But this is kind of the lie that they're putting out there, right? Chuck Schumer went out and said, oh, well, Trump and the election and blah, blah. This For the People Act was being developed when Katie Hill resigned from office. And we talked about, I think I mentioned that the other day, the reason Nancy Pelosi told her to resign and not stay and fight the fact that there were naked pictures of her out there is because Katie Hill was being investigated for ballot harvesting and several other things that were happening in California that are now part of this bill, and she didn't want the bad publicity.
So that's the underlying cause then.
Yeah,
ballot harvesting is legal, though.
No,
depending on where.
Yes,
where
but
it
depends on how you do it.
Doesn't sound good, though, whether it's legal or illegal.
She was investigated. It was legal in California when she did it, but she was investigated for bad practices with ballot harvesting. And so Nancy Pelosi did not want the story about it. And so she and Katie Hill they were close. And Katie Hill was like the mentee to Nancy Pelosi. And Pelosi behind the scenes told her, just get out. We can't afford this bad press. That's why she resigned.
Is that what she's saying now? Because I know she's been making the rounds again.
Katie Hill? No, now she's been going after the woman about the revenge porn and all this stuff. But this has been in the works for a long time.
What a mess. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the New York thing, just for clarification purposes and how it all worked, Victoria. It appears that the winner, we don't know who the winner is, the people in
New
York.
There is no clear majority, yeah. So so then it goes to the
Andrew Yang
choice.
Dropped out is what you're talking about. Andrew Yang.
Well, I did say that as part of this, yeah, right.
Yeah, you read the headline about Andrew Yang. He dropped out because he said it's not going to be him this time around.
Mm-hmm. But I don't even. So, did it look like Eric Adams was the leader?
It was. Yes, he was the leader. He's a former Brooklyn Borough president, so he was the leader. But there are so many. I mean, my sister-in-law votes in. I don't vote in New York anymore, so I haven't kept up with this as closely as I used to. But my sister-in-law is still a New Yorker. She told me that she literally called it her term paper. She's like, well, when I voted, it was literally a term paper. She said it was so much work, and it's not. It's no wonder that they had such a low turnout in early voting. And
31%.
I don't even know. Yeah, and I don't even know if the actual in-person voting, I'm not sure how that went either. She did it in person, but she said she was like, it was so confusing, and she said it was so much research because there were so many candidates, and then the rank choice plus your actual vote, and then there's like the, you know, the Manhattan DA, and which is not a rank choice. She said it was so much to pay attention to. She's like, I can't imagine anyone else put this much time and effort into it.
We are really screwing ourselves in this country when it comes to this whole election process locally.
A lot of people love ranked choice for some reason, though. I have a couple friends who are really all about it. Yeah. I
the whole
don't
state
know
of it's Maine it. Uses it for everything.
Yeah. And this is the first time I think that New York has done it. So
yeah, it is.
Of course, it's going to be a
people
little challenging
confused.
The first time.
Okay, right. This is the first time I've actually even seen Adams' name. I didn't know anything about him. He's a black guy.
He's been the
Brooklyn.
Number one
he's
choice.
Been in the lead.
Yeah,
that may
be,
but I'm not paying a lot of attention. The only one I knew was Curtis Sliwa, because he's a radio guy.
Is he even still in it? Because I haven't seen him even polling anymore.
I mean, I think you're going down. He's not in the top three, I don't think. So, I don't. No. I think it was a good day, but it looks like it's Maya Wiley who was in second. So I guess Adams had 31% of the first choice votes, and then the former counsel to Bill de Blasio, Maya Wiley, was in second. She had 22%, and then Catherine Garcia, who was the former sanitation department lead, was in third place. Andrew Yang came in fourth place, which is why he decided to bow out on election night.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see what else is going on politically. The president has pledged to increase the hourly wage for firefighters, federal wildfire firefighters. So is there a difference or what is? I guess there is a difference. They get $13 an hour. What's the I didn't even know there was such a thing as a federal wildfire firefighter. You figure firefighters are all kind of local. But this apparently is not the case. So are they full-time, these people? They go from wildfire to wildfire all around the country? What's the
Yeah,
who are
a lot
these
of them
people?
They will have to go. Like, they could be in Colorado and then all of a sudden have to go to California.
Wasn't there a movie about them made a couple years ago?
Was that the one?
Yeah,
with,
and I forget. Yeah. I forget the, what that one was called. It was a good film too. Mm-hmm.
That was the one they all get burnt at the end.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't
all
see
but
it,
one of them, because one of them had gotten injured and was back at the base camp.
Right. Yeah. But it was. I'm thinking of. I want to say Gerard Butler, but it's not. But it's. It's the son of another famous actor. Why can I not?
It doesn't matter. I shouldn't have brought it up. Anyway,
well,
go ahead, Jay. What were you saying?
Oh, no,
so we'll
that
go 20 minutes
that,
and try and figure out a name.
Yeah, they do have to. Right. Yeah, they will go chase the wildfires.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and I
so
think
again,
that they work for different. I think that they. Because I'm looking this up now, entry-level wildland firefighter or forestry aide, that earns, you start off anywhere between $11 and $14 per hour. And so they have military experience usually. There's some schooling that's involved. This is according to the Department of Interior. When Biden was addressing the way that this, the reason this came up is because they're meeting with FEMA and all of the, you know, Department of the Interior, and they're trying to plan ahead because they know that the wildfire season is upon us. So
yeah,
that's
sure
when I
is.
Guess he learned that they only make an average of $13 an hour.
All right. Well, yeah,
there's a lot
more
of them
that
just sit empty right now. That's one of the big stories that in California is that if federally there are not many federal firefighters here in the state because they do move around, but they're positioned in, you know, in certain states. And I guess they haven't been able to fill the positions here across the country. And probably part of that is that in many places they're making less than minimum wage. So
right.
All right. So here's the other thing that I thought would attract some attention. The idea that American authorities have taken down some of Iran's state-linked news websites here in America, accusing them of spreading disinformation. So why do we even have these? Is this, well, it's international stuff, I suppose. That's how it comes in. We don't block any, or now we do, apparently. Or have we before? Some of these sources that send this, apparently the U.S. seized 36 websites. They are linked to Iranian disinformation efforts. So if that's the case, why aren't we taking down all the disinformation? And who decides what's
and
disinformation?
China. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was,
thank
curious
you.
Curious about that, too. It was a strange story that came out and then sort of went away quietly yesterday. But
no,
they did. I don't know. I'd like to know more about it, to be honest with you, because I think it's odd. This is the first time I've heard about our Justice Department going after someone in this way. So 33 seized websites from the Iran Islamic Radio and Television Union were singled out by the U.S. government, and they did it last October, actually. Officials described that as efforts to spread disinformation and sow discord amongst American voters during the 2020 presidential election.
Iranian
so
propaganda.
I'd like to hear more. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's been going on. It started, as you said, last fall, and then one by one they've been closing them down. A lot of criticism of British and American foreign policy, that kind of stuff. So it's just it's everywhere. It really is. How do you keep up even with some of this stuff? 19 after the hour, that's the question at the moment. You're on the DJV program.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Let's see what kind of trending things you're buying today, what the interest is on the social media front. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Same with Instagram. In charge of that whole section of our economy is Jay Kirshner, who has the lead story on Britney Spears coming right up.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To help busy families prepare for get-togethers with friends and relatives this summer, Amazon is making grocery delivery easier and more convenient for all customers. No matter where you live or how you pay for groceries, Amazon is making sure families have an easy, affordable way to access food, including fresh, seasonal ingredients. SNAP EBT recipients can use their benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order a vast selection of shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins, delivered right to your door. No membership or minimum spend is required. Get your grocery lists ready, because seasonal delights such as summer corn, tomatoes, and strawberries, as well as grilling must-haves like chicken breasts, ground beef, and pork, are all available on Amazon. Plus, families on the go can find an array of healthy and easy snacks, like granola bars, trail mix, and popcorn to keep them energized for summertime adventures. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit amazon.com/snap.
So let's get right to this. J.J. Kirshner with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Britney Spears is going to go to court today, it would appear, yeah?
Yes, yeah, the court date officially today, 1:30 p.m. local time, Pacific time. And she is going to be giving a rare testimony. I mean, this conservatorship that her father has controlled most of her life since 2008. And for those, you know, in case you've missed it, a conservatorship is mostly for people who can't make their own decisions, typically elderly people, infirm people. And the fact that it's so controversial because Britney was at the time performing, doing Vegas shows, working nonstop. She was a judge on, what was it, The X Factor or America's Got Talent? I forget which one.
X Factor. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like she's able to make all this money, yet she still is being controlled by everything, every aspect of her life, what she could, how she could decorate her kitchen. She was getting a weekly allowance, who she could be friends with, who she could date, all of this
stuff.
Good God. Yeah, and so today she actually will be speaking out on behalf of herself in what is being touted as an expedited proceeding hearing.
What wrinkles or wrongs does this show us in the legal system? how her father got this way? Just as clever lawyering? What is, how is it? Was she that out of control? Did she seem that bad? There's plenty of people in Los Angeles.
Her mother now says she believes that Brittany had postpartum. And the father took advantage. The father kind of, you know, made it seem like he swooped in and saved his daughter and everything was great. But there are court documents now that have been unearthed in this new New York Times expose that, you know, he told the court that his daughter had dementia. She was, how old was she? Like 28 or something? Yeah. It was crazy. The conservatorship thing has been controversial for a long time, not just for Britney, but for elderly people as well, because you never can get out of them.
Yeah.
So,
and that's kind of the thing. Like, I don't know if it was postpartum. She was pretty sick for a while. She had addiction. The head shaving, all of that. I mean, she had a mental break. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I don't know about addiction, though, but definitely bipolar.
Oh, no, that's
why. She was diagnosed later on.
I mean, that's why I think she shaved her head, is because they were going to drug test her for the kids. Remember, I think that was part of the story. But, I mean, she had some stuff. In any case, people have stuff all the time, and they don't have to give up their freedom their whole life. If she's in a place where she's functioning now, I mean, I don't know why it's a life sentence of conservatorship.
I think that's what seems to be on most everybody's mind. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure we'll talk about this again tomorrow. Mrs. Bryant, Kobe's wife, has settled that wrongful death lawsuit. So who got what out of this? Is this a complicated settlement or is it easy?
Well, what the settlement was is still pretty hush-hush. It's confidential. But she did file that a motion that everything was settled. She had sued the Island Express, who was the company who owned the helicopter that crashed, citing that they were responsible for it. The pilot was responsible. Now, she still does have a lawsuit out against the L.A. County Sheriff's Department after learning deputies had shared images of the wreckage and remains. So that one is still open.
All right. Well, it just underscores again the sadness of that reality, of that situation. But I think they should all just settle all this stuff and move on. 28 and a half after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Jaguar all-electric I-Pace now offers a new, fast, intuitive infotainment system and quicker charging capability with an 11-kilowatt AC onboard charger. The I-Pace puts out 392 horsepower and 512 pounds-feet of torque. For the 2022 model year, I-Pace is available exclusively in top HSE trim with a standard price of $69,900. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The pro-critical race theory school board of Virginia's Loudoun County cut off public comment during a fiery meeting Tuesday as parents are angered over new school policies. Parents have criticized CRT as left-wing indoctrination and violation of parental rights. 259 residents signed up to speak during the public comment session. Only 50 were allowed to speak before the board declared an unlawful assembly. At least 2 people were arrested by armed police officers as parents cut off from speaking before the board remained in the room. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments. And state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now that China has stopped all efforts to find the origins of COVID-19, how are we to find out what really happened so we can prevent the global pandemic again? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan suggested the best way to get China to cooperate with an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus is to isolate them from the rest of the world. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman tells Fox News the time for soft talk on China is over and there needs to be action immediately.
We need to demand action by China, and there needs to be results if they don't act, and the results should be sanctions against Chinese health officials, against those who have gone after scientists, those that have persecuted scientists and citizen journalists that have tried to lay open exactly what happened at the Wuhan lab.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Olympic Committee is limiting attendance. Dan Naraki reports.
When the Olympic Games begin next month, there will be some fans in the stands. Organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues with a maximum capacity of 10,000, while foreign supporters have already been banned from the Games. Officials did leave the option to bar fans again open if COVID cases rise. Japan is still dealing with a large number of infections and low numbers of vaccinations, as critics have called for the Games to be canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All things metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit YourHiddenPowerShow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
That appears to be... I just knocked my microphone. Hello, where'd my microphone go? Where's this? Oh, there's the microphone. It's Wednesday, 23rd of June. Happy-go-lucky folks here on the... excuse me.
This is okay.
Yeah. Well, it's stick with us, guys.
It'll get better.
Right. Thank you. What do you do when you're out in the open air, as we are, and the influence... Usually the pollen and stuff and the allergies kind of go away by this point. And they haven't. Maybe I'm spending a lot of time in hay fields, obviously because summertime on the farm, but it just seems like it doesn't go away. So excuse me for coughing in your ear. All right, so now, speaking of coughing, it's time for the COVID report. This time, the focus on a couple of different things, Victoria, including the vaccine that China came up with that seems to be a dud. What a surprise, huh?
Yeah, that's, I don't know what you would call it, a Trojan horse, maybe? It's this vaccine that China developed as now the multiple countries that were very eager to receive the vaccine from China, maybe figuring that, you know, since the virus came from China, maybe they had a leg up on developing a vaccine for it. Well, it turns out that vaccine is pretty much worthless. So in China at the time, according to different reports, China at the time considered this to be their vaccine diplomacy, and that they thought that they would win world influence and commercial deals by offering up their vaccine early on. And now, and a lot of countries, you know, took them up on it. The Seychelles, Chile, Bahrain, Mongolia, those developing countries are, they all jumped at it. And now 50 to 68% of those populations have been fully inoculated, which is, you know, outpaced the United States. However, all four ranked among the top 10 countries with the worst COVID outbreaks even just last week. So
preventing things with water. They just stick a little water in your arm and that's the end of that.
So essentially, these two different Chinese vaccines have done nothing. Now, by comparison, Israel used the Pfizer vaccine, which a lot of us have gotten in America, and they have on average just 5 cases per million of COVID now. And so the Seychelles has 716 per million. It's the Seychelles. Like, do they even have a million people there? I mean, this is just, it's crazy. And so China's been offering countries tens of millions of these vaccine doses, but now the people know the truth. Now people are turning to other, you know, other countries, Europe, the United States, for, you know, developing countries looking to get a gift from us, which we've done. We've committed to giving a lot of different vaccines away, all of our AstraZeneca, which we never used here anyway. And I don't know how much of a gift that is either. But
at what point do we get off of being so naive about this? The way I read it, the Chinese government did this on purpose. They have created a scenario.
Or they're just terrible.
Whereby,
totally inept.
Maybe it's a little of both.
Well, the reason why I can think you can say it's purposeful, we don't know if they purposely pushed it out of that lab or they just made a mistake. But when they had a chance to do something about it, they shut down domestic travel in China, but they kept international travel open. So if they wanted to protect the rest of the world, they didn't.
Oh, yeah, they don't
do
care
it.
About the rest of the world.
I don't believe
historically, they never have.
Second, that this was not perpetrated and purposely put out into the world to destroy as much of the economy, to disrupt people's lives, to make a mess out of whatever they can make a mess out of, to get a leg up on things, studying how much of an influence they are with the crap that they make over there and sell around the rest of the world. Let's keep going. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep doing as much as we can to try to control and influence what goes on in the world. And this is just another example of it. What do they care how many people are killed? Some of the reports I've seen indicate 4.3 million people have died in China because of this. You're never going to know because that's not how they live. But it's naive to kind of, it seems to me anyway, it's awfully naive for us to keep looking for them to come out of something with good intentions. There's no good intentions here. And I don't understand why people, not only here in our country, but around the rest of the world, I thought it was interesting that the United States had to pressure Israel to join in that statement that criticized China, the human rights stuff over there. But, you know, there's more than, how many different things are there that we can criticize China about? It's kind of like it's a rogue nation, even though it's the most populist in the world. The fact that all of this stuff goes on and we continue to try to whatever it is that we are making or trying to come up with, oh, it really maybe didn't and maybe didn't. Come on. How much do you have to be hit over the head with information before you begin to believe what the truth is? That's really kind of what, I don't know, it just makes me kind of nuts. Here's another one that makes me nuts. Fauci and his latest pronouncement about we have two nations here because of the Delta variant trying to scare the hell out of everybody again. Delta variant.
Well, those
does
numbers
seem
are on
something.
The rise, though. That's not yeah, just. Okay. I know everybody likes
so
to
does that
you
mean
know,
shut
Fauci's
everything
the punching
down?
Bag now. But people have to get out and get vaccinated. That's
yeah,
what the
okay.
message is. The message isn't shut down. The message is there are a lot of elderly people. We just talked about it yesterday. In certain states, the population of elderly people who are vaccinated is less than 20%. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see a lot of people in nursing homes who are sick again. We're going to see a lot of hospital visits again this fall. Like, that's what the real warning is. I think he needs to stop being the face because no one even can get past it anymore.
He needs to resign.
So polarized.
Well, no, yeah. But he needs to resign. I mean, the fact that he was sending money to this kit for this gain-of-function research and pretended like it came from a bat, I mean, he's been lying to us for way too long. He's got to go. And, you know, I would say this. The good thing is that there's enough vaccine available for the people who want it to get it. And so at this point, I think, you know, if people are going to take the risk and if they want to get sick or if they think that they are going to get sick, then at this point we just have to let this filter out a little bit. I mean, there's really nothing that you can do unless you're going to force jab people.
I mean,
in
at
the
this
arm.
Point, I guess at this point it's like smoking cigarettes, you know? Right? Like
right.
you know it can kill you.
Choice.
You're
yeah.
gonna have, if you want to do it, fine. It just I feel sorry for there are so many, you know, there's so much misinformation, and especially when you get to like, you know, real rural pockets of the country who didn't see COVID. You know, they didn't know anyone who had it,
which
and
means they may
the
not
vaccine.
Need it.
Well, but that's where this Delta variant though is that's where it's heading, and so that's where more cases are popping up. So I don't know. I just think that it's unfortunate that everything has become so freaking political.
Awful.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. You don't know what to believe. You don't know. You know, we try to come out. We ferret out all of the various pieces so that you have something beside the usual baloney to think about, but it is. It's becoming very difficult for all of us to really get to the bottom line.
I also think it's laziness, too. It's also laziness, because look at all those states that have those lotteries. The number of people getting shots have gone up, like, in the hundreds of percentile, just because there's a chance to win $5 million. I mean, so clearly, it's not that, like, people are really that opposed to the vaccine. They're either lazy, and then somebody comes along and dangles a lottery ticket at them. Oh, okay, I'll get a vaccine now.
Let's go. Well, I think that has to do with our educational system, how people are being brought up, what the influence is of the various devices that are around. Just as an aside, I remember the White House said that it was going to, the president wanted to have, 100 million people vaccinated by July 4th? How is that?
70% by July 4th.
How much?
70% of the population.
Yeah, they're not going to make that mark.
How close are they coming?
That close.
56% maybe of the country. Maybe
a
fully enough. I don't remember.
Promise. I got to say, like, and this, you cannot expect a president to get that number. I think it was dumb to make the promise to begin with. If I were messaging for the president, I would have been like, do not do this. Because when it comes to medical stuff, we live in a free country. Like I said, you can't force people, or I mean, maybe you can. I think a lot of people would like to just force jab people. You have to let people have the chance. You've made it available. That's what you're supposed to do as the government. You've made it available. It's available for people to make their choice. Now shut up and move on with your life. You know, it's like, I don't know. I don't think it's fair necessarily. And look at me protecting Joe Biden here. I don't think it's fair to hold him accountable for the fact that he didn't get 70%. I mean, it was a stupid promise.
He set himself up. Yeah, it was a lofty goal. And I agree with Jen. I don't know that I would have advised that either, but.
The world is changing. We're trying to get back to normal. People are taking, there are people traveling all over the place. The planes are full. The cruise lines are beginning to fill up. Matter of fact, going back to the beginning of this year, 2 out of 3 cruisers said that they were willing to go on a cruise within this next year. I guess my question to you is, are you one of them?
Try Carnival. Oh, wait.
Cruise lines have been
$500 of Carnival stuff.
Working hard to get everything ready for passengers and to currently booking trips for this summer. Here's a reporter, Jasmine Ginyard, with a little more for you to think about.
Cruising in Alaska is back this summer, and Princess Cruises is ready to show you all the rugged beauty of the last frontier. And they're right on time, because as of early June, 61% of U.S. adults say they feel comfortable taking a vacation again. Fran Golden, co-author of 100 Things to Do in Alaska Before You Die, has more.
Alaska is ready for visitors, and here are some of my top things to see and do. In Juneau, sample the crab at Tracy's King Crab Shack. go whale watching, and hike the Mendenhall Glacier. In Skagway, relax and ride the historic rails of the White Pass Scenic Railway. And in Ketchikan, learn about totem poles and go to a lumberjack show.
Departing July 25th through September 26th, round-trip Seattle-based seven-day cruises on Majestic Princess featuring Glacier Bay National Park are booking now.
Princess Cruises is excited to welcome visitors back to the 49th state, and Alaska is ready for you.
To learn more, visit princess.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The creators of Mayor of Easttown offering some kind of a little bit of hope that they can come up with a storyline. But the interesting thing about, if those of you who haven't seen it, I don't know, it's sort of become common conversation here because we all thought it was such a great show. All of us have watched it, right? Mayor of Easttown? Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, the way that it works, or this season worked, there were all kinds of things in her life, the losses of her son, things that went on in her personal life, but it was complicated and interesting, and the way she played it was perfect. And so the question is, can we come up with something like that again? And I think that always is the question, isn't it? Like,
well,
friend Tucker in Debris, they couldn't come up with some better idea, and it slowed down at the end of the season. How do you carry it on? So they just stopped. And that's really what they've done here with Mayor of Easttown. They've come up with all of these ideas, and you know, is it better to have these 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, 14 episodic adventures and have them go away, or is it better to have like Blue Bloods?
Better to
come up with more stories to keep the show going.
I think you can make with this format, you could give her more cases and stuff, so it's a little bit easier. But I also don't want it to crash and burn like the way Big Little Lies did.
Yeah,
because that was terrible. The second season was awful.
Yeah, well, understood. 49 or actually, it's 10 before the hour here.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour. Means it's Tech Talk time in this hour of the DJV program, bringing Victoria Keelan into the fold big time with Tech Talk stories, including one that is a focus on Tinder and what they want you to do before you get matched up. Big time here, right?
Well, dating apps have been soaring, right? Since as soon as the pandemic kind of looked like, you know, we had the vaccine and then there might be some light at the end of the tunnel, everybody jumped on dating apps and got back to real life. And so Tinder has made some really big updates to its app this week, mostly in the name of giving people more context about a person before they want to go on a date. So Tinder originally, you know, they're the swipe left, swipe right app. So now you actually have different features. That's sort of like an explore tab, which is similar to how, you know, you can explore on Instagram. And it lets people find different ways to interact and meet with potential matches. In the explore tab, you'll find activities like swipe night, which is Tinder's interactive video game. And there's a new feature called hot takes. And in that mode, it occurs nightly from 6 p.m. to midnight local time. Daters answer questions like which of these is the most pretentious, and so it's kind of a fun little way to start chatting with people, and then you can go and like each other and match with someone that you met in that little volley. So it's the first time that daters will be able to talk to each other before actually committing to a match, and so Tinder says the idea is to give you something to talk about and therefore assess the actual conversation chemistry before you're just swiping based on someone's picture. And so daters can also, from the Explore tab, decide to cycle through possible matches that share their passions and hobbies or tags that they put on their own profile. So it's kind of an interesting thing. We'll see if this works for Tinder. You know, as people, like I said, people are just using dating apps more and more. And so you can even, they're even adding a video feature. You can add up to 9 videos 15 seconds long. And it's all free. It's all part of the Tinder, you know, package. So we'll see if it works for people. But I think it's a fun way to kind of get to know someone, you know, before you decide if you want to meet up in person.
Time of year we're in, it's kind of exciting for video games. Xbox has unveiled big news for the billions of gamers around the world. And here's Andy Solomon to tell you that story.
The Xbox and Bethesda Games Showcase was all about games, showing off brand new titles from AAA blockbusters to indie masterpieces. Cindy Walker, director of Xbox Platform and Console Marketing, has more.
Xbox showcased 30 games, 27 of which will be available with Xbox Game Pass, a monthly game membership with over 100 games for PC, console, and mobile devices. This will include Halo Infinite, the latest game in our iconic first-person shooter franchise, Forza Horizon 5, the highly anticipated racing game, and A Pirate's Life, an epic original adventure that brings Captain Jack Sparrow into Sea of Thieves as a free update launching June 22nd. Plus, two new games from Bethesda will launch next year exclusively on Xbox, Redfall and Starfield.
Walker continues.
At Xbox, our goal is really to empower everyone to play the games they want, with the people they want, anywhere they want.
To learn more about gaming with Xbox, visit Xbox.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so let's get back to the realities here in technology. Apple TV Plus is removing what?
They're removing the 1 year free trial, and they're bumping it down to 3 months of a free trial. And so essentially what a lot of people are saying is that this means that Apple TV Plus has finally caught up in terms of content with the other major streamers like, you know, Netflix and Hulu and HBO Max. So here's the deal, though. If you are buying or planning on buying or maybe have just bought through Amazon's Prime Day, if you just bought a new Apple device, if you actually set it up before July 1st, you will still get the free year. So any device like if you buy an Apple TV, an actual Apple TV device, or an iPad or iPhone, anything that, you know, that comes with an automatic free year, which most of the devices do, you want to make sure that you activate them before June 30th. You've got June 30th that's your deadline. So if it's before July 1st, you're going to get the full free year. If it's after that, then you're only going to get 3 months free. Then they start billing you $4.99 a month. So it is interesting that they've kind of very quietly. I have a free year of it already.
You do.
I bought a new iPhone, so I got it for a free year, which is great. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I love Ted Lasso, and the morning show with Jennifer Aniston is really great. There are some really good shows on it.
Yeah, I agree. 59 past.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.